Life just got a little better, thanks to Mary Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Mary Man Herbs. It's a Better Life Show, and I am very excited today because we have back with us again Cheryl Myers. She's the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma. Cheryl, how are you today?
I am wonderful. We are having a lovely day in sunny Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we don't get all that many, so I'm appreciating it.
Yes, and I think you're a Packers fan too, right?
Well, I have to be. They will not let you live in Green Bay unless you adopt the Packers.
I bet you get brought before the city council. It's like, are you a Packer fan? Can you live? You're not allowed to live here unless you.
Right.
Yeah. My dad actually liked the. Was it Vincent Lombardi or whatever the coach?
Yes, it was.
Back
Vincent
in
Lombardi.
The day. Yeah, back in
One
the day.
One of our main roads in town is Lombardi, and then the field, the actual football field, is named after another magnificent player, Curly Lambeau. So it's Lambeau Field. So.
Wow, that's so neat. All right, for all of our football fans, actually sometimes this show runs after the U of I games and stuff, so maybe they'll keep listening to this because we're talking football
a little bit.
Yeah,
right.
So they're going to listen for a while.
You know, one quick thing about living in Green Bay, many people assume that because it has a professional football team, it's a very large city. It isn't. Even if you take in our surrounding suburbs, it's only about 200,000.
Wow.
So we are the smallest city in America to have a professional football team, and the reason they are still with us is because we are also the only team in America where the team is owned by the city instead of by an individual.
Oh, I never knew that.
Because I live in Green Bay, I am one of the owners of the Green. So you're talking to someone fancy today.
I'm talking to a football team owner.
Yes, you certainly are. Me and 200,000 other people. So
it
is very, very different in Green Bay from other cities that I've lived in because when they talk about it being a religion, it totally is. People are very, very dedicated fans.
Yeah.
And it's also because it's a smaller town. You run into, when it's football season, you run into the Packers everywhere.
Well,
so you might be standing in line in the grocery store and have some football superstar ahead of you, you know, in line. I went to the department store one time. There was a player named Sterling Sharp. He was an amazing player, incredibly popular at the time. And I was there. I went over to the men's section to buy something for my son, and there he was shopping for clothes.
Wow.
So we have an up-close and personal relationship with our Packers.
Do you get autographs?
I do not. If it's an official autograph event, it might be one thing, but I don't know. I guess I'm a little backwards that way. If somebody's shopping in the grocery store, I don't want to run up and say, could you autograph my carton of milk, sir?
Hey, autograph my supplement. And today, segueing into this, today we're going to be talking about the clinical OPCs again. And you've got a fairly new formulation that we wanted to talk to our customers about, which is concerning the heart. And again, you know, we're talking football, exercise, athletics, and so forth. But I think the core of this product is the grapeseed OPCs. Now, before we get in, we're also going to talk about the clinical OPCs with the pine bark, too. And they kind of go hand in hand. We were talking a little bit off the air. But before we get into all of the details on these two really unique, fairly new products, tell us a little bit about your company. I know people are familiar with Europharma. I've always touted that, you know, you guys have, like, I think the highest quality. But you bring a lot of innovation into the industry. So, and I know you won some awards and stuff. So tell us a little bit about your company, Terry Limeron, I guess he's not really the owner because I think it's company owned now, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, the driving force behind all of these natural medicines is Terry Limeron.
Oh, yeah.
And Terry Limeron was a gentleman who was overweight and had bad skin and bad attitude and chronic headache problem growing up and kind of has a not the happiest existence. And
I think in the yearbook, I remember the story, he's like least likely to succeed or end up in prison or something.
Something like that.
They put that in his yearbook, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the guy's, you know, like a success, total, you know, hero in the industry now. So.
Yeah, he was a complete... He was a complete sugarholic, and then because he decided, on the advice of one of the priests there in town, he told him, you know, you're going to get into a whole world of trouble if you don't get yourself straightened out.
Yep.
So Terry joined the Marine Corps.
Now,
the Marine Corps is not known for its health food, but at least there's an enormous amount of exercise, fresh air, relatively at the time wholesome foods and not nearly as much sugar, and he noticed he started to feel better. His attitude changed, his skin cleared up, his headaches went away, and he became, he thought, you know, it was his first epiphany that diet plays such an important role with how we feel.
Yes, it does.
So he lost weight and he toned up and he joined a weightlifting club because he wanted to put a little bit more muscle on his frame.
Right.
And the head of the weightlifting club was a captain in the Marine Corps who noticed Terry's avid interest in being a healthier person and took him to his very first health food store. And from there, the rest is history. It completely changed his life. So many years later, he had the opportunity to own a health food store in Green Bay, which he jumped at. And had never, he nor anyone in his family had ever owned a retail business, but he joined a health food store, he owned it, grew it, doubled it, quadrupled it, and then after he'd been in the business for a while, decided, you know, some of these things I'm selling don't seem to work the way I expect them to.
Right.
I read this wonderful story, but then they buy the supplement, and people come back to me and say they're not getting that those same results.
Right.
And so as a result, he decided, you know, I'm going to start doing some of my own formulations. So he designed 8 different products, and that was the founding of a company called Enzymatic Therapy.
Enzymatic Therapy. That was a it still is a big company.
It still is. And so he launched that company out of the back of his health food store.
Wow.
The very first person who worked for him is named Linda, and she still works for him to this day.
Wow.
So he has retained his first employee, and then it grew, and it grew and it grew until we had Enzymatic Therapy and its professional line, Phytopharmaca, subsequently Integrated Therapeutics. He sold those companies in 2000 thinking he wanted to do something else.
Right.
I sometimes jokingly say the only thing that Terry ever failed at is retirement because he did not like, he was going to be a consultant and help companies in Europe since he had so many connections from his previous company, help them find homes in the United States. So let's say a company in France has a great product and he would try to match them with a company in the United States. But he didn't really enjoy it as much as his own company, and so when his non-compete was up, 7 years later, he launched Europharma with the brand Terry Naturally, and the rest is history. So I worked for him at Enzymatic Therapy.
I was going to say, you worked for him there.
I was the vice president of health sciences for him there.
Yeah.
And when he grew the company, about a year after he got the company to a size where he needed somebody to run the science side of things, he gave me a call, and I, you know, packed my bag and moved over.
Sure you did.
So, and I've never been happier. So Europharma is his second company. You are right about awards. We just had a big celebration because we just won our 100th award. So we've won.
That's the industry, the big awards. For, I mean, you're not talking little awards. These are like big awards from the industry.
Some amazing.
From your peers,
So I know you know a lot about Curamin because you have been talked about it quite a bit. So Curamin is up to almost 30 awards just that one product.
That says a lot.
Every year it's been on the market, it's won a best of this or a best of that.
Right.
Our company has won awards for technical education and for educational materials. We've won those several years in a row.
Yeah.
We won a recent biggie as the best full line of products in the dietary supplement industry. So that was a huge one. So yes, you are right. We have won a lot of awards, and it's all because of Terry, because he believes in quality first, efficacy, the science behind the products. He spends a lot of money to get the best of the best and to do all the quality checks that many companies don't do. Our products are tested a minimum of 3 times before they ever reach the shelf of a health food store.
Wow.
And I think it shows. So we have well-known product line, and I think we're known for quality and safety. And Terry, in his generosity, about 2 years ago decided, you know, if I ever get hit by a truck, I don't want the company to be sold to different, you know, broken up,
right,
like the German brand sold somewhere.
Right.
And the clinical OPC brand sold somewhere. And so he gifted shares of the company to employees.
Gosh.
Yep, and turned it into an employee-owned company.
What a legacy.
So now, you know, you did not realize how very fancy I am. Not only am I an owner of the Green Bay Packers, I'm an owner of Europharma.
Man, Cheryl, I need to really get to be close friends with you. No. I think I am. Yeah, you are a really good friend. But you know what I love about Terry? He is passionate. That's what's driven all of this. And the fact that he really understands education. I mean, that's why I do a radio show. He's like my mentor. I really look up to him, but I mean, I know about education, and that's why I, a lot of other health food stores and stuff, they really don't. Not only do they not educate their staff, but they don't even do education for their customers or anything. And, you know, I buy tons of books and give out free booklets and literature and information. I do a couple different radio shows. I do this show. I do a live show, and I'm on TV, and I really try to educate people. I think that's something that we need to do in this industry, because people just, they just don't get it. They really don't get it. It's sad. And I tell you what, I'm going to read a quote, and then we'll get into the, talking about some of these phenomenal products. I think you'll find this industry. Do you get the Nutraceuticals World magazine?
I think we do.
You probably do. It's, this was in their healthcare practitioner corner. Listen to this, Cheryl. This is a quote from them. The reality is people go to physicians and other practitioners because they're seeking treatment for or prevention of diseases. The restriction of clear and unequivocal communication about what herbs, vitamins, and other supplements can and cannot do in the context of disease management can be an impediment to truthful medical dialogue. So they were talking about the fact that a lot of physicians with the SHAE, the FDA, FTC, and all the regulations, and the SHAE kind of allowing certain things to be said, there's just kind of a mismatch or off the rails or just this not quite clicking with people and with doctors really not. You know, you can go to a doctor and say, well, can I take this herb or this supplement with my pharmaceuticals? And most of the time they don't know. You know, I try to do a lot of education too in that area. But I thought that was a very interesting quote from them, that this is actually, the problem is there is an impediment to truthful medical dialogue. I think, you know, we need to include the alternatives. We need to be better educated on the pharmaceuticals and use what we call an integrative approach. And it's coming.
Yeah, it is. I can't agree with you more. And I bet, but the problem is most people in America don't realize that people who sell dietary supplements and herbs are not allowed to tell the truth about their products.
I know.
They're only allowed to talk about supporting specific health systems.
Right.
Because they say, well, if you say, for example, if you say supports the health of the knee, that's okay. But you can't say has been shown in 5 published trials to help with osteoarthritis.
I know.
Because those claims are reserved for over-the-counter and prescription drugs. So since you're not an over-the-counter or a prescription drugs, you are not allowed to make those claims, even if those claims are true. So it is a constant struggle with consumers who think, well, if it's really good for arthritis, why don't you say it's good for arthritis? Or if it's really good for wound healing, why don't you say it's good for wound healing? Or if it's going to help settle down my cough and help me get over my cold faster, and you have scientific data, published human clinical trials that demonstrate this, well, wouldn't you say that, you know? So
yeah.
I'm constantly, when I'm talking to consumers, it's a little challenging because they don't realize that legitimate companies who are following the rules set forth by the FDA and the FTC cannot make these any kind of disease. We can't make prevention claims either.
Yeah. I know, and that
And so it's crazy.
Well, not only that, but it was brought on by Big Pharma, the AMA, that whole, because there's this monopolistic kind of control. And, you know, you hear about it and read about it, and everybody, and I get people on the show all the time, and it's always all about the money. But it's kind of, you know, you live in America and you think you have freedom of speech. You don't. You really
not
don't.
Not hilarious. No,
no.
You don't.
And people don't realize that. And it's kind of scary. I mean, my ancestors fought, and some of them even died in the Revolutionary War for this freedom of speech that I don't have today. I think they'd be rolling over in their graves if they really saw how kind of bureaucratic and convoluted things are. But I'm glad we brought that out. I do every now and then on the show, and it is kind of, and everybody's pushing, you know, anytime you can support your legislation and the government and the laws to provide more freedom of speech, help us to quote and really get the word out there about things that really do work. That, and again, in our industry, we really don't have side effects. We have side benefits. So,
sure.
With all that said, and, of course, I do a disclaimer at the beginning of the show just to say that, you know, you still need to consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. And, you know, all the statements that we make are just for educational purposes only. All right, we're going to talk about clinical OPC / heart. And this is the core of it again. We've talked about the French grape seed, the oligomeric proanthocyanidins, and we've talked about that before. You can go, if you're listening today, you can always go back and look at the podcast here at www.merryman.com/radio or click on Mic on the Radio, and you can listen to virtually hundreds of shows now. Look for the ones that says like grape seed OPCs. Now, this one has gotten to be, because OPCs are so good for the heart, I need to be quiet because, Cheryl, I end up talking all the time, and people call and say, Mike, would you let your people talk? But you've got some really unique compounds. This is focused, I guess it says here, for blood pressure, cholesterol, and circulation. Already, the grape seed is good for that and does, and we've talked about all the things that it does, but you've got a little bit more of a focused product here. Tell us all about it, Cheryl.
All right. Well, let's back up a little bit because I think that the people listening may not know that OPCs are a component of the grape seed.
Okay.
So grapes have been used a long time for food and medicine, but grape seeds have only been investigated in the last half century or so, looking at the compounds. And they find that these compounds are called, as you said, oligomeric proanthocyanidins. That's an awfully big word, a lot easier to say OPC.
Yes.
And those are some of the heavy lifters in grape seed that provide incredible health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
There's three places where you can find these OPCs. You can find them in French Maritime pine bark.
Okay.
You can find them in grape seed, which is a little more renewable source,
right,
because if anything happens to a tree crop, it takes a long time for trees to regrow, whereas
right,
this is from grapes.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're also found in the red skins of peanuts. So, you know, when you crack open a peanut
right,
shell,
yes,
you get that little red skin inside.
Yes.
So they're these wonderful OPCs. They're in slightly different ratios, but they play a tremendous role in the body. Now, the challenge of grape seeds, there's a couple of challenges. Number one, they have to be small enough to get in your body. Grape seeds contain OPCs in all kinds of sizes, and so
mm-hmm,
I sometimes, when I'm talking to patients or when I'm talking to consumers, I say, you know, dogs are dogs, but some of them are Great Danes and some of them are Chihuahuas.
Right.
And if they are Great Danes, there is no way they're going to squeeze through the doggy door.
Right.
So the same is true with OPCs. They can be very, very large. Those are called tannins.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can be small. So this is a 100% Chihuahua product. Every
wow,
single dog can squeeze through the doggy door, and you would be, well, you probably wouldn't be because you know so much about this industry, but people would be stunned at the difference in the level of benefits that you get
yeah,
when you get 100% absorbable OPCs.
Well, Cheryl,
so that's the big difference.
Right, and I tell people, you know, you can buy the really cheap vitamins at the discount stores, and you might as well eat cardboard and lick gravel. Or you can buy the really bioavailable, good quality vitamins and actually get the nutrients that you need. So, yeah. And again, you know, if you've got, like, the tannins, they're going to be blocking, so you'll get even, you know, you got, how many Chihuahuas can you get in there when there's a Great Dane, you know, sitting outside?
Blocking the door.
Yeah, blocking the door. It's not going to come in.
So it's important to be standardized for a molecular size of the
yes,
OPC. The second thing is that there's a lot of different OPCs on the market. There's a lot of different grape seed extracts on the market. And when we were talking to some salespeople, we were approached by a salesman who represented a company from China. Now, I don't demonize everything from China. There are some good companies there.
Right,
but
on the
other side, they sometimes don't have as strict a safety standard as we do in the U.S. But in any event, they wanted us to buy a grape seed extract that they said as part of their sales pitch was so popular that more than 60% of the grape seed products in the United States were using their raw material.
Okay.
It was $16 a kilo. I'm sorry, $18 a kilo.
Wow,
it was $18
pounds
a kilo.
Yeah, it's like $9
yeah,
a pound.
That's
wow,
a lot, yeah. So then we looked at a grape seed extract from France that's 100% standardized to be absorbable,
mm-hmm,
and it is $350 a kilo. That's
wow,
a little bit of a price,
yeah,
difference, right?
Big time.
Guess which one we chose? Because it
the one that works.
The one that works.
Yeah.
Because you know us so well.
Yeah.
Because when we looked at the inexpensive grape seed extract, all of the OPCs were tannins. So they count towards the label total. They're not mislabeling, so they're not going to get into trouble for making a claim for OPCs they don't have, but they're only good in the bottle. There are no zero absorption. So
right,
that's, you know, that was just ridiculous. So we selected the more expensive French grape seed that is standardized to be 100% Chihuahuas. And then we found another thing out. It turns out that there was a study that was done in Food Chemistry Journal.
Mm-hmm.
This is from, and in 2015, they looked at 21 different grape seed extracts on the market. So this is not done by the industry. It wasn't done by our company or somebody else's
third
company.
Third party then, yeah.
There's a third party. They looked at 21 grape seed extracts. 15 of them had, of the 21, had quality issues.
Wow.
And 6 of them were adulterated with high levels of peanut.
Without
peanut skin.
Oh, the peanut skin, yeah.
So they were, because they wanted to meet the label claim and their grape mm-hmm, seed extract was not high quality enough, they added peanut skin to get some more OPCs in there, but did not claim on the label that they contained an ingredient from peanut.
Right. Wow.
Now, the problem is that when you're looking at this raw material, when you are evaluating it for quality issues, it does not pick up on whether or not it's been adulterated with peanut skin. in order, it just picks up on the number of OPCs. That's what the test looks for. So our company went an extra step. So not only are we using this wonderful extract from France that's standardized to have small-sized OPCs that are 100% absorbable,
right,
we do another level of testing looking specifically for peanut skins. So
ooh,
that
cool.
We have, and I'm not aware of any other company that's doing that,
wow,
and so that we have a seal on our product that says never adulterated, that it's verified grapeseed extract. It does not contain any peanut skins. I actually think it's criminal for companies to include ingredients of peanut origin without, putting that information on the label. That could cause some horrible problems.
Well, yeah, there might be an allergy, but the thing is it makes our whole industry look bad.
It surely does. So that was really shocking to me that of the 21, so 15 of 21, so that's 75%, either didn't meet label claim, had other, and then quite a few of them, so, 25% were adulterated. So that's what we have to work with, is to make sure that what we're providing is something different and that it can absolutely provide the benefits that we say.
Exactly.
And be safe and effective.
Well, and so that filters down to me, because then I get even, because if those are the suppliers, then I get even more in products, and that's why I'm so very careful about the vendors that I carry. I mean, if you just go to any old health food store or the big chains, I mean, I vet everything, and I know you guys. I mean, I know my manufacturers. I know my vendors. I talk to them. They're my friends. Get a lot of information. And I also try the products myself.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. I mean, it's like everybody has like the best curcumin product out there. Well, you know what I tell everybody? Try it. You try this brand against that brand. And I've done that. And I still, yours is still the best. I mean, yours is the one that makes me feel the best. And your body is the best quality control instrument, because that's the one that you're trying to make yourself feel better. And the one that makes you feel the best is the one that works the best. It's that simple. So, you got a phenomenal formulation here. You've put in, instead of just the pyridoxine, you're using the pyridoxal 5-phosphate, the B6. And you can tell me a little bit about that, the magnesium. And, of course, this great seed extract with, it looks like pomegranate. I want to know why. And then the benfantamine, which is like a thiamine, which is the vitamin B1. Why all of those? Now I kind of have an idea why they're in there, but you tell me.
Well, when we look at, first, one of the best uses of grapeseed extract, this clinical OPC, which that extract I told you about that has a small molecular size, is called VX1.
Right.
And it's been used in some published studies showing some pretty awesome benefits. But we all know that it's especially good for cardiovascular health because it can help reduce blood pressure.
Yes.
It helps to reduce the stress on the linings of the blood vessels throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
It helps make platelets slippery so that they don't clump together and you end up with abnormal blood clots. Abnormal blood clots are things that cause DVTs in the legs, those deep vein thrombi.
Yep.
They're also the things that cause strokes, heart attacks, and, so there's a lot of bad things that happen if your body's making a lot of blood clots.
Right.
So it is not a blood thinner per se, but it helps to reduce the stickiness of the platelets. So they only clump together when you need them to, for example, if you get a cut or an injury, and not just for the fun of it. So those are some excellent things. It also, we've also found that the ingredients promote blood flow to all the tissues of the body. The reason that we have the vitamin B6, it's in the human form, which is, I always call it the Cadillac vitamin B.
Yes, it is,
It's vitamin B6 is already converted. Now, a lot of your folks may not know that for most B vitamins, when you eat them in food or when you take them in supplemental form, your body, your liver, has to change it into the active form that your body uses.
P5P, right.
Yeah, so the B6 is pyridoxine hydrochloride in food and in supplements, but in the body it's converted to pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P.
Right.
So that's the form we put in, because upwards of 50% of people are not good at converting one or more.
The MTHFR people in particular have all kinds of problems with the metabolizing
that conversion,
of the bees.
Or anybody that's ever had a problem with their liver, whether they have hepatitis, cirrhosis, or something in the past with their liver. There's lots and lots of reasons why people might not be good converters. The next is magnesium, and magnesium is very poorly absorbed. That's why we use what we call the TRACS form, T-R-A-C-S, the real amino acid chelate system from Albion. Albion makes a wonderful magnesium bisglycinate, which is the magnesium, which, as you know, minerals are rocks. attached to a component of protein.
Protein, yeah, and they're the big company that did that. Yes, they're the big company.
So Albion is the one who did that.
Yes,
so we think they make the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is magnesium with a little bit of glycine, which is an amino acid, so that when you swallow it, your intestines go, hey, I recognize that. I'll open the door. Here you go. So it pulls in the amino acid and the mineral comes with it. Now, magnesium was one of the most crucial minerals for cardiac rhythm.
Yes.
Some of the issues that people have is their heart has extra beats or it skips a beat or they have a flutter in their atria, which are the upper chambers of the heart. There's a lot of different heart rhythm issues that respond beautifully to magnesium. It has, as you said, the benfotiamine or benfotiamine. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I say benfontamine.
There you go.
But I'm from Decatur, so.
All righty, there you go.
All right.
So that's the fat-soluble form of thiamine, and that plays a role in helping your body manage blood sugar, which has a direct impact on cardiac function.
And probably so even neuropathy and things like that, and your nerves and everything, too.
Those would be some of the side benefits that you talk about, because we do have it in some other formulas. The good thing about the fat-soluble form of B1 is that it's more powerful, and it stays in the body up to six times longer, so you get more sustained, consistent results. All of these ingredients have some impact on cholesterol balance. Now, we don't believe in knocking out cholesterol, because cholesterol is not the root of heart disease.
Right.
Inflammation and oxidative stress.
Yes.
Not cholesterol. Cholesterol is the band-aid your body uses to put on the damage on the inside of the blood vessels.
Right.
So too many band-aids and you're going to have some impeded blood flow, but it's not the band-aid's fault. It's the damage that's happening to the blood vessel.
Right. And as long as that cholesterol plaque doesn't build up, then you don't have an issue, really.
That's true.
Right.
So we not necessarily looking at cholesterol, but we do believe in cholesterol balance.
Mm-hmm.
You want higher levels of HDLs because those are cardioprotective, lower levels of the LDLs in ratio, and we also want to see lower levels of triglycerides. So this helps to balance out the cholesterol. It nudges up HDL production. So this is just a wonderful comprehensive formula. Now the pomegranates in there, a lot of your people may be familiar with pomegranate because the juice drink people, Palm, did such a great job of educating people on the cardiac and other health benefits of pomegranate.
Okay.
But pomegranate juice is very expensive, and pomegranate has a certain level of tartness to it that is usually balanced out in juice drinks by added sugars.
Okay.
So this is a way to get the benefits of pomegranate without the sugars or without having to consume it in juice form. So it has those polyphenols from pomegranate. There's a minimum of 60% in this pomegranate extract.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the studies on pomegranate are just amazing.
Oh, phenomenal. Even for your prostate and all kinds of things,
Right. So for the heart, what they found is one of the studies they did was in an animal model of heart disease where they had a lot of atherosclerotic plaque buildup on the inside of arteries, and over time, it actually reduced some of the size of the atherosclerotic plaque. It helped to push heart disease in the other direction.
Wow. Hey, Cheryl.
Amazing.
Speaking of time, we're out of time.
Real
quickly. Yeah, it goes fast. Hey, real quickly, this is like a 3-a-day. Obviously, if you want to economize maybe 2-a-day, a phenomenal product, and you can't even take it with a multivitamin. Cheryl, thank you so much for all this wonderful information. You do have another product with pine bark, which is kind of synergistic. Maybe we'll talk about that in the future. Cheryl, thank you so much for all this great information today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to visit with you.
Okay.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earn.